I'm 5 and a half, and I'm obsessed with an older woman, Molly Salyard, who is 6. Now, why Molly had me in her thrall, that's a little hard to explain. There was one time in class that I did a little bit of shtick, pretending to knock over some blocks by accident, and she laughed out loud, and that gave me a fizzy feeling through my body. And she would never start drawing a picture until she had selected every crayon that she knew she wanted and sharpened each one to a point. And while those are the type of women I avoid these days, at that time, that was pretty mesmerizing. I wouldn't say that I was sexually precocious. I had zero understanding of that. But I was maybe romantically precocious. I knew I wanted something from Molly. Her attention or her admiration. And that put me in a crazy bind. Because I knew that I could rock her world if I was willing to spill my deepest secret, that I had a superpower. Well, let me explain. My father and I would be wrestling in the living room. He was 40, I was 5 and a half. He was huge, I was tiny. Not a fair fight, or so you would think. But at some point, he would pin me on my back with my hands by my shoulders, and I would lift up my head and go, "Rawr!" And he would fly back 3 feet, paralyzed with terror. And I would get up and pin him and win. Now, I kept this a secret. You know, I wasn't going to brag. I wasn't going to stage tacky demonstrations on the schoolyard. I mean, because first of all, I was a child of peace. But I also took this very seriously. I mean, wrestling with my father in the living room was fun, but it was my training. I used to read comic books, but for me, they were like trade publications. Batman's got a new move. We should really have lunch sometime. But there was another reason that I kept it a secret. I could go through the rest of my life being Rawr Man. That'd be fine. But I had a glimmer, sort of beyond conscious thought, that I was in a chrysalis phase and that any second I was going to lift off and a sublime, more potent, lifetime superpower would lock in. And we'd all realize that this was an origin story. And that Rawr Man would give way to sublime, more potent man. Now back to Molly. One day, my best friend, Mark Leaf, showed up at my house, dripping wet and grinning ear to ear. And he said, "Molly Salyard and her brother are playing with a hose in the front yard, and she just squirted me as I rode by on my bike." And I wanted that. That combination of giddiness and target practice and cold, cold water glancing off the body, I mean, to a 5 and a half-year-old, that was sex. So I ran the 2 blocks over to where she lived. I didn't even take my bike because I wanted her to get a good shot. But by the time I got there, she had moved on. She was sitting by herself, petting her cat. And so I kind of walked back and forth in front of her house. And she saw me, but she didn't acknowledge me. And so I sensed that some kind of nuanced overture was called for. And I said, "Want to squirt me?" And she said, "No." and went back to petting the highly irrelevant cat. So I needed to raise the stakes. I needed to make a bold and endearing statement. And so I picked up a pine cone and threw it at her. The pine cone was meant to be a tribute, an offering that conveyed, you are nice, I am interested in your attention and your water. She chose to interpret it as stupid boy throwing a pine cone at me. And the pine cone went skitter, 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 whack, and collided with her knee and scratched up the skin. And she howled. And out the front door came her 14-year-old brother. 14 years old, you know, like practically a different life form. And so I took off, and I got about halfway down the block, and he caught up, knocked me to the ground, pinned me on my back with my hands by my shoulders. And I thought, oh, you fool. Could you have made this any easier? You know, I mean, if a concerned adult like the mailman had gone walking by, I would have winked at him. And so I waited to get my timing just right. And I lifted up my head and went, rawr! And he looked down at me and went, rawr! It's a shame that at 5 and a half, I didn't know any curse words. You know, nobody even explained the concept of bad words to me, because a good meaty, ah, fuck, would have really been cathartic right then. I mean, because as it was, my little head was about to pop, just filling up with panic and questions. I mean, so many questions. You know, for instance, had I voided my superpower by throwing that pine cone? You know, by crossing a line, sorry, by going out of bounds. I'm here legitimately. By going out of bounds in the realm of kindergarten courtship, had I, you know, triggered some cosmic switch that rendered me merely mortal? Or was this part of my training? And my father was hiding behind a tree, scribbling notes furiously. Or had my father betrayed me? Had he told my deepest, most powerful secret to some older, more compelling boy? Or was this somehow tied into those goddamn green vegetables I would never eat? Or were there no superpowers? And life was harsh and unremarkable, and if you were a fat 5 and a half year old, then that's what you were bringing to the party. And best of luck to you, kid, because it got darker in middle school. Or was this my origin moment? The danger, suspense, adrenaline, my own cunning, converging to just kick it up a notch. I mean, this was a true cliffhanger. If you were reading the comic book, you would have to buy the next issue to find out how I got out of this. And then you would see my lifetime superpower locking in. Rawr Man was gone. This was the story of... This was the story of... Oh, fuck, man! I was cooked. He yanked me up, he marched me back to his house, and made me apologize to his sister. And I did. I did it for real. I looked Molly in the eye, and I said I was sorry. And I had one thing going for me right then. I had forgotten to cry. I mean, that was the standard 5 and a half year old response to crisis. But I had just had my Matrix moment. You know, the universe had peeled back to show me it was not what I thought it was, and tears and blubbering just seemed beside the point. And I think Molly found the whole thing stoic and a little touching. Her brother found the whole thing hilarious. He roared me all the way home, cementing his reputation as a, you know, Lex Luthor-style legendary villain, or just a dickhead. A week later, I was wrestling with my father in the living room, and he pinned me on my back with my hands by my shoulders, and I didn't do the roar. I looked him in the eye and said I was sorry. My lifelong superpower had locked in, the one that would see me through every relationship and 20 years of marriage. Rar Man was gone. This was the story of Apology Man.